Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A decorated former soldier could face life in prison if convicted of a war crime. The 41-year-old has been arrested by federal police in regional New South Wales. He's accused of murdering a man in Afghanistan while deployed with the Australian Defence Force. A man has been arrested after stabbing a worker to death at a bottle shop in Darwin. The 20-year-old was assaulted with a knife at the Airport Tavern's BWS last night and sadly died at the scene. Northern Territory Police have since arrested a 19-year-old man. Latitude Financial has today begun contacting its customers caught up in an active cyber attack. Hackers have stolen the personal details of around 330,000 customers and applicants, both past and present. Most have had their license details stolen, but a small portion's Medicare and passport info has been taken. The AFP is investigating. The Prime Minister has been asked if there's been a single suburb in Australia where power prices have been reduced since the government took power. But Anthony Albanese has somewhat dodged the question when responding to the opposition leader.
Why is he incapable of asking a single positive question?
I would have thought...
A Melbourne man will appear in Perth court today after he allegedly assaulted a federal police officer on a plane at Perth Airport. He had to be tasered on Saturday night after allegedly lashing out at an AFP officer who tried to escort him off the aircraft. He's now facing a maximum 7 years in jail. To sport, one of rugby league's toughest players, John Sattler, has died. The legendary South Sydney forward was admired for playing in the 1970 Premiership win against Manly with a broken jaw. The 80-year-old battled dementia in recent years and lived in a care facility on the Gold Coast. And Felice Kafusi will front the NRL judiciary tomorrow night, with the Dolphins forward fighting a dangerous contact charge ahead of Friday night's historic battle of Brisbane against the Broncos. It's a roll of the dice though, with Kafusi risking a 4-week suspension if he's unsuccessful.